AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Thousands of Palestinians have been streaming out of northern Gaza on foot as Israeli forces close in on the center of Gaza City and airstrikes continue. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk at the Rafah crossing in Egypt.
These are the gates to a living nightmare. A nightmare where people have been suffocating under persistent bombardment, mourning their families.
Ukraine's quest to join the European Union has taken a step forward. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen praising Kyiv's reforms while fighting a war against Russia's invasion.
The remaining reforms are already on their way. That's good. And the Commission commends these efforts. And on this basis, we have recommended today that the Council opens accession negotiations.
Charles Celadesma has President Volodymyr Zelensky's reaction.
This is a pure positive, Zelensky says during a video address. Despite all the difficulties, we're moving forward, adding our country must be in the European Union. Kyiv expects the European Council to make a political decision in December on its accession.
Five contenders for the Republican presidential nomination have been airing the party's internal division over aiding Ukraine in a debate in Miami this evening. Former President Trump stayed away again, opting for a rally nearby.
I'm thrilled to be here in the heart of Miami with thousands of proud, hardworking, God-fearing American patriots. That's what we are.
Meantime, Julie Walker reports his daughter testified at a civil fraud trial in New York regarding Trump Organization financial documents.
Ivanka Trump testified she did not recall ever having provided asset valuation information for the statements. She did recall being shown, in her words, a few documents that referenced financial statements, but she said that was not something I was involved in.
This is AP News. Movie news from the gaming world. Margie Zaraletta has it.
Nintendo is developing a film based on its Legend of Zelda video game series. Nintendo says it has been working on a live-action film version of The Legend of Zelda for a decade. It will be directed by Wes Ball, known for the Maze Runner films and the upcoming Planet of the Apes movie. A release date for the Zelda movie was not announced, and Nintendo says it will not come out until it's ready. Nintendo officials hope to replicate the success of this summer's blockbuster, The Super Mario Bros. Movie, which boosted sales of its Super Mario games and its Switch gaming system. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And if you thought the World Series sped by, it did. The nine-inning games averaged 3 hours, 1 minute, the fastest since 1996. The pitch clock gets most of the credit. Regular season games dropped to 2 hours, 40 minutes, the lowest since 1985. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.